What was your reaction when you found out that you got named Defensive Player of the Week at Big Ten?
Well, it's a nice honor. I think BJ had it last week, mm-hmm. didn't it? So that's pretty cool, but you just take it in stride like you do everything and just go back to work.
James, everybody's talking about Michigan State's defense. What do you see from their offense that they do that's going to be problematic?
I think they're a good offense. They want to run the ball. They're big and physical up front, and then they've got talented guys on the perimeter. Similar to Minnesota, I think that, you know, at this point they're probably a better team. They played some better competition, and, you know, they got some talented players, so it's going to be challenging for us.
Is there any kind of a pride factor at work here where everybody's saying, oh, Michigan State's such a great defense, but you guys have equally a good defense and don't seem to be getting the same type of credit, if you will?
I'm not worried about, you know, a tit-for-tat contest or who's better or this and that. I'm just worried about us, and I know they do have a good defense, and people are saying those things because it's true, but, you know, I feel good about our team and where we're going and hopefully where we're going to be, but we're just really focused on Michigan State's offense and what we can do to stop them.
James, typically people around the country have traditionally viewed Iowa tough, physical, no frills. Do you think the way you guys have been able to play so far this year that you're kind of reestablishing that identity for this program?
You know, we're trying to. I don't know if we've done that. You know, it's 4-1. We're 4-1. It's early in the season. Just really taking it one game at a time because, you know, anything can happen on Saturday. So we're just less worried about what people across the nation are thinking about us and just mm-hmm. more worried about what we're doing to get ourselves ready for Michigan State.
All three of you linebackers have been making a lot of plays this year. Is that about some of the improvements that all three of you have made, or is it also, you know, the defensive line and what they've done to help you guys?
I think it's a product of all 11 guys just working in the off season, and then when we get out on the field executing and just playing hard, and you know those things, big plays are going to come, and you don't know who it's going to be, but you want to make sure that when you have a guy in position to make a play that he's prepared and has the ability to, you know, walk through the door, as somebody might say.
Austin talked about how some of the focus is been phenomenal this year and how everyone's committed to doing all the little things that it takes to win ball games.
Yeah, again, it's early. We're still learning how to win. We're still learning about, you know, us, what kind of team we are and what we want to be. So I would probably say, yeah, that I think the focus is better than it was last year. But that started in the off season. It's not sort of just like a now, all of a sudden thing. But it can. Again, we have room for improvement in all areas, and that's just really what we're focused on is improvement.
With Michigan State, they have a new offensive coordinator. When you watch them on film right now, do you see any major differences from what you saw a year ago? Would you say that their offense is still pretty similar?
I think it's pretty similar for the most part. I mean, they want to run the ball and do that effectively, mm-hmm. and that, I think, is, again, a pillar of their program and what they want to do. They're still developing a new quarterback. You know, he's a good player in his own right, and he's going to continue to develop, but he's definitely in the middle of that growing process right now. So I would imagine that, you know, week by week we're going to see more and more from them. So what we've seen previously is probably some, but not all.
Mm-hmm. Is the key that they've had a quarterback that hasn't played a lot to put some pressure on him, and you've been able to do that?
I think we want to put pressure on any quarterback that we play, whether he's played a lot or not, right? And that's definitely a goal for our defense, a goal for the defensive line. When we're in passing situations, we have an opportunity to put pressure on them. But the goal is to keep them out of the end zone. That's first and foremost.
You had 4 sacks last week. How has that progressed, and where do you think that's coming from, the pressure you're able to get on the quarterback now?
Again, all three levels, defensive line, linebacker, and secondary, everybody's working hard. That means the secondary's covering guys so nobody's open, and then the same for the linebackers. And then D-line's working hard up front and rushing. We're going to need them to continue to do that and just try to continue to improve this week.
You mentioned the goal was to keep them out of the end zone. It's something you guys have done well. You haven't given up a first-half touchdown in the last 4 games. You haven't given up a rushing touchdown all season. How much, you know, not emphasis, but, you know, if the goal is that and you're able to do that for the last 4 weeks, it seems, how nice is that to be able to look back at the results?
It's nice, but we're not in a position right now to rest and look back and say, hey, look at what we've done. You know, we're all about pushing forward right now and not worried about the games that have, you know, come before this week, because, quite frankly, they don't mean anything. It's about how we prepare this week and getting ready to play Michigan State.